and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amazing. This, chapter 1, verse 1 through chapter 1, verse, that's the gospel. Really. And it's like, I don't even think he mentioned the blood. Though, of course, his sacrifice. I mean, these things, there are underlying assumptions, of course. His divine power, the divine power comes through the blood of Christ, through his sacrifice. But look at this. Think about the people who say, I have faith alone, by faith alone, through grace alone. If you have grace, you will not only receive faith. The idea of faith alone, grace alone, those two things don't stand alone. You can have faith alone. But I tell you, if you have faith alone, you do not have grace. You do not have grace if all you have is faith. Look at. Besides escaping the corruption that is in the world through lust, as if that wasn't enough, add to your faith. Well, add to my faith? What should I add to my faith? Add to your faith virtue. I love this thing. He says, add all these things. Let all these things be in you. Let these things abound, right? Let these things abound, because if they're in you and abound, not just like, oh, I got a little bit. No, no, no. It's going to be in you and abound. If it's in you and abounding and abounding and abounding, abundant, they make you that you shall neither be barren, which is argos, which is inactive, unemployed, lazy, useless, nor unfruitful. Without fruit, we got to bear fruit. Every unfruitful branch is going to be purged. As Jesus taught, that's a Gospel of John, chapter 15. Every branch that beareth not fruit, my Father takes away. He purges it. And the knowledge of the Lord. I mean, if we have all, of course you're not going to be. Knowledge is even in there. What is virtue? Virtue. I mean, we kind of know, right? If I say virtue to you, it should have some sort of image of good things. Virtue. You think of like a knight in shining armor being virtuous. Those knights weren't always so virtuous. But again, they had codes, you know. But by the Spirit, we obtain a better virtue than they. Greater virtue. The word properly means manliness or valor. That is excellence, intrinsic or attributed, you know, moral excellence. I think the idea taught you to use manliness because it was like all that was considered good in man was virtue. You know, throwing out all the bad things about being a man, the manly virtues, strength, everything that, you know, you would desire in a man. And women, this applies to you too, strength. Women ought to be strong. They get to put on, remember, Peter had said in his first epistle, let that adorning be of the inner man. Every woman in Christ has an inner man, which is being formed in the likeness of Christ Jesus. Even women have to be formed in the image of Christ. There's a few slight variations of certain forms of righteousness for them. Like, you know, they are the weaker vessel. But, you know, Jesus was in subjection to his Father, as the wife is subjection to her husband and to his will. But women also have to put on virtue. It doesn't mean, you know, by virtue, manliness. I don't mean the fact that, like, a woman should act like a guy, meaning, like, I'm going to be a big, tough man. But it means inner strength of character. You know, fortitude, bravery. These are the virtues I'm talking about. Steadfastness in the face of opposition. You know, all the things you would want in a man for good, those that are, and it would be more characteristic, perhaps. You know, but there would be, you know, the things you want to see out of a man for good. I don't want to belabor that point, okay? Because that's just the literal meaning of the word manliness. You know, the literal meaning doesn't always speak to the spiritual meaning. Though I think it does. I definitely think it does. That, you know, brave, strong. And then knowledge. Gnosis. True knowledge. Knowledge in the things of God, in the gospel of God. Knowledge, what knowledge? Knowledge that is pertaining to truth, which will lead you to righteousness and godliness, to obtaining the promises of God. I want the knowledge of things, of good things, that are going to build me up in Christ, into Christ, that are going to not empty knowledge. Not, you know, I've filled my head with lots of knowledge. Lots of things that I don't even bother sharing with you, even in the scriptures. Things I learned in the times past of my folly, then now I count as dung. It's like, I 5 years ago, if I had taught the second epistle of Peter, I don't know how I would have even, I got to go dig up those tapes and see what was I saying. Because I was of a totally different, I didn't have the Holy Ghost. And that made all the difference, because I've been studying for years and had not obtained the knowledge of God. The knowledge that leads to salvation. Because a long time I had knowledge, right? But it just took the preaching of someone saying to me, this is what righteousness is. If you don't fulfill it, your sin remains. And they kind of answered my questions. It's like, why am I still sinful? Because the knowledge I had and the faith I had was that God was not going to deliver me from my unrighteousness. That it was sort of my job. Even though I asked him, I believed in Jesus who was just covering up and not doing anything to help me. And so he did not help me. But when the word came that he would, and that was his will, I believed that word. And I asked, and it was given unto me. I was delivered from sins. And I yet expect to have even more sins delivered. And not just sins. And sometimes it's a question of, like you said, I have faith, and you may have put away, you know, not only this, not just getting away from the corruption that is in the world through lust. All right, that's one thing. But there's more things you can add to that. Virtue. I mean, you cannot do any corrupt moral things like, like fornication or any related, you know, sexual immorality type sin, or drunkenness, or, you know, incontinence of other sorts, overeating and such, covetousness. You can put aside all those worldly lusts, and there's still so much more in the faith for you to obtain before you're anywhere near being perfect. People say, you know, well, what do you think? You're perfect? It's like, no. It's not about me being perfect. Though it is about me being perfect. What I mean is, like, I, that